the Word of God says that the spirit is subject to, is subject to the one that the spirit is in. And so sometimes, you know, you just want to say so much, but that sometimes that you have to realize that what is bottled up, everybody's not ready to receive. Amen. So sometimes that I just ask, you know, just hold me. But I thank God, you know, I kind of get like, I don't know if you heard that story, old brother John, you know, that was in church, and every time he got a chance, he wanted to praise the Lord. And, you know, they wanted to throw him out because he was too loud and he bothered somebody, and it disturbed the way that their traditions carried them. And so they decided to go out, and they wanted to put him out of the church because he just shouted a little too much. Have you ever been around somebody like that? Oh, they just can't hold it in because of what God has done. And so they decided they'd go out and visit him and on the 40 acres that old Shouting John had. And they began to tell him about how he caused them to be embarrassed and how they're ashamed of how he shouts out. And he, while he was out plowing, he said, just do one thing for me, hold my mule. Hold my mule, because see, all that you see the Lord gave to me. All that I have, he's done for me. And you know, and he began to shout right there. Well, sometimes we kind of hold things in because we want to be a little dignified, amen? We want to look as if somebody could, we want someone to receive us, someone to see that we are okay. But, you know, I'm not concerned about what man thinks of me. See, I won't in the day that I stand before the Lord. Man won't measure what I've done. God will. See, God is going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? Man can't step in and say, oh, I called them not to. That won't work. But this morning, I won't take up any more time. Like I said, I'm going to be very short. But this morning, we want to come to you from the book of Matthew's. In the 7th chapter. And verses 24 through 27, when you found it, let us say amen. And those that are still looking, say, wait on me. The 7th chapter, the 24th verse through 27. Amen. And it reads as follows. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine, and doeth him, I would liken him unto a wise man, which buildeth his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. As I said, we're going to do our best not to be long. Amen. We will be mindful of our time. Amen. Amen. But if I was to use a subject this morning, it would ask you, who is the builder of your house? Amen. Who is the builder of your house? Amen. And Jesus starts here saying that whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. So we see here that we have three things here that's in common this morning. One is each build a house. We have two men, and each man build a house. Number two, both heard the word. Oh, I just want you to pray for me this morning. And third, both encountered violent storms. But that's where the similarities change. Because we see here that when we look at a house or the builder of homes, we usually look at those homes and we see how elegant they are, how well they are built. And we choose our builders on what we see on the outside and how well it looks. Amen. Now we'll go on the inside and we'll look at the inside and we'll look at how the stairway, if it's a two-story home, how it goes up to the very second floor, how elegant it is. We look and oh, if it's got a game room in it, we're all excited. Oh, somebody gonna pray with me this morning. See, we go into the kitchen and we see an elegant kitchen. We look at at the den and we go, oh, but we can hold this. And we begin to plan out all what we can do even before we even buy it. But it's one thing that I want you to notice this morning. How many ever ask about the foundation? Or we'll look at the windows and we'll look at everything else and we'll look at even at the garage. But no one would say, how is the foundation? So even though Jesus is talking here about two houses were built by two men, but he's talking about a spiritual thing. He's asking in this particular part of his Sermon on the Mount, he's saying to us this morning about your foundation and who's building that foundation, and he's saying to you that foundation should only be built by him. See, he said in Psalms 127:1, see, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain. And so what happens here that we see that with these two people, one was wise and one was foolish. Seeing that the wise man, when he found himself with the rains coming down on his house, he used the word of God. See, it's more than being just a hearer of the word. See, if you're just hearing what is being said, if you're just memorizing what is being said, if you're writing what's being said, if you're enchanted by what's being said, see, it's you're deceiving yourself if you don't become a doer of what you're hearing. Amen. Or what you're memorizing and what you're doing. Yeah. See, a lot of time, like I say, we get all tied up with what we see and forget about doing what needs to be done. See, in this life, we're going to have some troubles. See, that's why he used these three things, the rain. The rain's going to always come, amen. It's falling on the just and the unjust. But that should be a difference in what's going on with the just. The just should be doing what God called us to do by the word of God. See, the wise man didn't decide that he was going to find something good to do. Oh, imagine a man building a house with me this morning. And you're getting ready to put on the roof. See, your roof shouldn't be constructed with the material that you think is good material. All right? I mean, I can remember back in the country, a lot of times they would build the roof out of tin. Yeah. I mean, some of you that have been around a little bit might know about that. You could hear the rain beating up on the tin, and you could hear everything going. But I always would hear my parents say, because there was a tin roof, there always was a chance of the lightning hitting you. And they would always holler in this place over here you would want to use. Amen? But see, when you become the constructor of your own home, you become like the second man. See, the first man built his house upon a rock. And when he looked at his foundation, he decided that I'm going to take some time to dig down deep. Deep enough to where when the rain comes, and when the flood comes, and when the wind blows, that the house will be able to stand. See, he went a little in the depths of his heart. See, the Lord looked deep. In the depths of his heart, he decided that he was going to obey the Lord. See, many times when storms come in our lives, we get a little displaced, amen? Sometimes we won't even ask why. Why me, oh Lord? But but look at Job. Oh, we know the story of Job. I'm not going to go through the whole story of Job, but we know what Job suffered. But that was something God said to Job. Have you tried my servant? See, when the storms of life are testing you, it's testing you to see whether or not you are a servant. Because, see, if you had to take everything I had to find out if I love you, you had to put me through all the things that was going on. I had to see my kids go away. I had to see everything that people said that caused me to be a rich man removed. But see, his riches wasn't found in what he possessed. Oh, somebody going to pray with him this morning? Because he said of Job that he's a man that eschews evil. And he's upright. He's righteous. God had a testimony of Job. What is the testimony of God of you this morning? See, when the foundation of you building for your life is, which foundation are you on? Or you're building on the one that's easy. It's easy because when we look at the houses of life, this is what he's talking about, your whole life. See, when we look up on that life and we're going to see cracks in the wall, amen? All of us got cracks, amen? So you got to understand the cracks are called about the shifting of the foundation. Yeah. Whenever the foundation shift, cracks are going to show up. All right. But see, the thing about it, you can mend the crack all you want 20 times, and 20 times it's going to come back until you address the foundation. Oh, somebody going to pray with me this morning? Until you address the foundation, you're not going to get rid of the crack. And a lot of times we have cracks in our relationships, in our finances, cracks in our health. But see, we want to go and we want to find another source. We want to put a little something over the crack so that when someone comes, it's presentable. Oh, you don't hear me this morning. See, when my neighbor come by and I ask him in, I don't want him to see the crack on the wall. I've already plastered that crack. I've already painted it over as it looked like nothing is going on. Yeah. But when they sit down, I ask them to be comfortable in my beautiful home with all my cracks that I've hidden. Yeah. Oh, you don't hear me? See, I present myself like there's nothing wrong, but there's coming a time. See, I can't no longer be like the foolish man. Because, see, on the foolish man, my foundation is constantly slipping. See, I'm hiding what's going on, but the situation is constantly getting worse. See, and it get to a place to where when you're past home, when you look like the side is tilting to the left, and you're wondering what's going on. Well, just like the physical foundation is shifting, our spiritual foundations are shifting. Amen? And as they begin to shift, the violent storms begin to show what's really there. You can only hide it for so long. See, a man says, well, you know, I have a degree in this. I'm very astute in the word of God. I know everything from Genesis to Revelation. I've understood the Bible from front to back. I understand there's 66 books. I know which one come first and which one comes last. But see, in all that he tells you that he's learned and he knows, he's never acted upon anything. But if he present himself to you, how well does he look? How good does he sound? Oh, he's able to preach you until you run out the doors. But he doesn't believe anything that he's preaching to you. See, in the day and the time, I hear people say, I'm going online because I want to become a preacher. I'm going to get my license and I'm going to preach. And I'm saying, no, you're going online. Well, who called you? See, it's not a matter about who called him. It's a matter about him and his religion. See, he's like the foolish man. He want to avoid what God would have you to do. Go through the pain and the suffering. See, it doesn't look good when it calls something of you. See, when I come every Sunday, I come every Wednesday, whenever I come to church. And I sit and I listen. Amen. And but I'm there, right? But see, I ask you, why do you come? Oh, you don't hit me this morning. See, you come because you say, I'm present. I came because the Lord said I came. Oh, I'm doing what the Lord said do. Forsake not the assembling yourself together as some have. Oh, I don't want to be there. See, but the thing about it, there's a big old crack. Because the only thing you're doing is what you want to do, not what God called you to do. Somebody going to hear me this morning? Because, see, it's come a time that we can no longer say it's okay where I am doing what I'm doing. Because, see, if you're doing that, your house is constantly sinking. The foundation that you're building on won't stand. Because you're saying, I'm okay because I gave what the Lord asked me to give. I went when he said where he wanted me to go. I passed this church and he said, go to this church, and I went. But if he sent you, he didn't send you just to go. He sent you to do something. Oh, see, that's something should be happening with the I went. A lot of times people just want to say I showed up, but nobody want to do nothing. Everybody see in this day and time, I'm not going to talk politics to you, but I found it so strange that so many of those in the body of Christ wanted a certain man elected because they had views against a certain thing. Yeah. You know, transgenders, yeah. And they had about the LGBT, I may get it all wrong, who all those folks are. But they felt like if they elected a certain person because he was against these people, it would fix things. But my question to you, where are you? Don't we supposed to be the one that's carrying the word to those that are lost? Aren't we the one that's supposed to fix that situation? See, sometimes when you say, oh, my house is so beautiful, there's no cracks. But when you pass that guy to think that he's a woman, what do? Oh, so you're able to see him, but are you speaking? Are you speaking to him in love? Or you tell him about the goodness of God. Oh, wait a minute. He gets the goodness of God? Oh, he gets the goodness of God. See, if I don't think he gets the goodness of God, what I'm doing, I'm building on that sinking foundation. I'm making my house just the way I want it to look. But see, the word of God said, if you're the one building it, you're building in vain. Oh, it's going to fall. But he didn't say you're just going to have a fall, but a great fall. Some on the end is going to be worse than what you thought in the beginning. But we see here that the wise man, all the things he went through. And I told you about Job and all the things that he suffered. But you say that was the Old Testament. And I know the Old Testament was the law. And they had all these things. See, sometimes when we look at the Word of God, we think the Old Testament separated. But the Word of God tells you something that this. In the old is concealed the new. And in the new is revealed the old. See, the same thing God was doing in the old, he's doing in the new. See, when I saw Jesus out in the wilderness, I didn't see Jesus come up with what he thought was good. He went back to the Old Testament and said, it is written. See, when Satan tempted him, he didn't say, oh, but wait a minute. Oh, I got something new for you. Because you've been on this earth all this time messing with my people. I got something for you. Here's what I think. He didn't say that. He said it's written. But let me tell you something. Satan saw that he wasn't going to move from the foundation he was on. So Satan said to him, it is written. Oh, guess what he's saying to you today? It is written. Every time when the storm comes, I don't have enough money. My child is so sick. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, they fired me yesterday. Oh, my car broke down and I don't have the money to fix it. Every time it comes. See, this is the thing. We won't call on God and say, God, fix it. We may call on him, but what we'll do, we won't wait long enough for him to fix it. Because we want to fix right now. See, we always have God has a plan A. We always got A, B, C, and D. Because if plan A don't work, we go right on to plan B. We go right on to that sinking foundation. We get right off the rock and we get on that foundation. This about me and my family. Ain't nobody else going to do anything. Well, what about God? In the midst of all the trouble that you're finding yourself, what about God? Because this is the thing, Paul in the New Testament. If anybody was to quit and turn around, why didn't Paul? Amen. And Paul gave his description of all the things that happened. And Paul was beaten 39 times, shipwrecked 3 times, imprisoned, caused a false teacher, even had a contract put out on his life, had 40 men bind themselves together, made a vow, and said, if we don't kill him, let the same thing that we want to do to him happen to us. See, you says, oh, I went to the store and the price of meat was so high. What's wrong with these people? Why is it that every time that something goes on, I have to face all these things? And you go through all the things. But see, the word of God says to do all things without murmuring and complaining. See, the cracks start to show up in the wall. Because, see, well, soon as we think, we forget about my God that is able to supply every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We forget about the God that said that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. See, just the smaller the circumstances, we don't think, well, I don't need to apply the word of God that when I walk into the supermarket to buy food. Oh, I tell you. And I hear Satan says, it's written. Because, see, the thing he does, when he quoted to Jesus, he left something out. How many of us know that when he quoted from the Psalms 90, he left something out? See, he quoted it all the way down to it got to where it said, in all thy ways. He left that part out. Because if he don't leave that part out, then his quoting to him wouldn't have meant anything. He didn't want him to obey him in all his ways. He just wanted him to do what he wanted to do at that point. See, I'll take you up on this temple and I'll show you everything because I own it all. It's all mine and it's my power to give it to whoever I choose. But I begin to look at this violent storm that comes. It says, see, if I'm building on the right foundation, the word of God tells me in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes in like a flood, see, when your enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. See, if I'm building on the right foundation, that every time something come along, see, I'm not concerned myself how he's going to supply. Or, you know, so when I stand in the store and I'm running a little short of money, I don't know if God already prepared somebody. See, if he sent me to the store, I think he's prepared somebody that's going to do something because he knows the situation I'm in. Now, it may not happen while I'm in the store. It may happen when I get home and a knock may come on the door. But I'm of a surety that he's going to do something to change the situation that he's looking at. See, I'm going to build on the foundation where I got to dig deep. I'm not going to allow the enemy to move me from where I'm standing. I'm going to keep putting on plank by plank no matter what's coming. See, when the winds blow, I'm going to drop my anchor. I'm going to anchor my soul in the Lord. See, I'm not going to be moved by the blowing of the winds because the winds are going to blow hard. Amen. And when the wind begin to blow so hard and I can't go forward, but my ankle is dropped because I'm not going to move. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to depend on him no matter what the enemy is doing. See, long as the wind blows, no matter how hard they blow, my ankle, oh, hallelujah. My ankle is in the Lord. See, I'm not going to anchor my ship on something that's not able to hold me. See, many times when a ship is caught in a storm, they drop anchor because they're going to wait the storm out. They don't just get in the storm and just let the storm try to take them everywhere they want. But they want something secure enough to hold them in place. Oh, but see, I'm telling you, there's only one that's able to hold you in place today. His name is Jesus. Don't keep hearing just what you want to hear and doing nothing about what you hear. So I tell you this morning, it's better that you don't hear. Oh, somebody gonna pray with me. And don't do what the Lord says do. Oh, see, sometimes we want to make everything else going on in the world cause us not to do what God called us to do. We want to lie on everything as always. Well, see, Lord, I would have, but I had no transportation. Lord, I would have, but you know how those people treated me the last time. Lord, you know I would have, but see, when I saw him standing on the street, just remind me that he didn't have to be like that. He did it to himself. I would have, Lord, but when I tell you, when my family start to talk about me in a way that where I don't want to have anything else to do with them. Oh, see, you don't understand, all the cracks in the wall begin to show up. You begin to say, well, the foundation that I was building on, I think I want to go over here and get on this other foundation. So easy. So easy. See, because the Lord says this, Lord won't allow you to build with just anything. Lord won't just allow you to put anything in your life. See, the house is your whole life. He won't let you just take any old thing and put on it. He's going to require, just like he required of the temple in the Old Testament. He didn't build it just anyway. He told Moses, this is what I want. This is the color I want. This is how I want it overlaid with gold. This is how I want it to look. This is the dimension. This is how high. This is how wide. This is how deep. He didn't tell him, just go throw up what you want. Well, I want you to know this morning that you are the temple. Oh, he ain't just building any kind of old way, amen? He's not constructing just any old thing. He's not finding a piece. You know how when people rig things up? If I don't have a screw to put it in, give me a piece of wire and I'll tie it together. God don't work like that. See, we want to do that to our lives, but God won't allow us to do it. See, we want to go, well, I can't find what you want me to put in that, Lord, so I'm going to go get this old piece here and temporarily fix it up. 20 years later, the temporary is still there. God don't work like that. See, God said, go find this piece for me and put it right there. I want it to be this color. I want it to be this long. But see, what we say, but Lord, I can't find it. I went here and I didn't see it. I went over here and I didn't find it. I looked high and low and couldn't find it. But the Lord said, keep on looking because it's there. But see, we want to give up. We don't want to look long. We just want to look to where it doesn't inconvenience us. Oh, see, we live in a life, in a world today of everything being convenient. See, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Amen. I should be making a difference. Yeah. It's just like a neon sign. When the world see you coming, they can be going, wait a minute, hold it. That's not what's supposed to be showing. You should be all lit up and everything, and the thing they're seeing is something is wrong with him. Yeah. Something is different. But if I'm living my life like they're living theirs, what different am I? If I'm speaking different, but I'm not doing different, what different am I? See, I can't speak it. I have to do it. The man standing on the corner said, do you have a dollar? And if I reach in my pocket and the fire come out, I'm not going to look for a dollar. See, If someone says that they are foreclosing on my home because I lost my job and I can't do anything for my family with your help, I'm not going to look at him and tell him, see, had you been a better steward over your finances, had you done what you should have done before this happened, you wouldn't be in this situation. The problem is yours, not mine. But see, I want to stop by to give you a news flash this morning. You're just one step from becoming him. It's only by the grace of God. See, but the good news about it is you just won hallelujah from your breakout.
Amen.
You just won prayer from shaking the chains. I tell you, God is able. And if you allow him, he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. See, I tell you that this morning because of this one scripture. It said to me in Romans 5, but while we were yet sinners. I want you to be a hearer right now and then become a doer. While we were yet sinners. Oh, see, now I want you to hear this. See, you can't make God love you. You can't stop God from loving you. You can't do anything to make him love you more. You can't do anything that's going to cause him to do more for you. See, while you was in sin, while you was messed up, while you was broke up, unable to do for yourself, couldn't escape the situation you was in, he died for you. Oh, did you hear me this morning? See, when you say they passed me by and I didn't have anything to put in the offering this morning. See, the first thing the enemy do is give you some guilt. He says, oh, look at you. See, you spend the money over there on those kids, and now look, you can't even give God something in the offering. But see, I got some more news for you this morning. See, this is the thing. If you've been building on the right foundation, he says, therefore, there's no condemnation to them that is in the Lord, who love the Lord, who goes after him. See, there's no condemnation. Romans 8:1 says, no condemnation to them that are in the Lord, that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh, who builds on the right foundation. There's no condemnation. Why is there no condemnation? Because while you were yet sinners, he died for you. See, he took care of everything that you had need of. And then he said that he gave you everything in Christ Jesus to live godly. Yeah, amen. And I'm not going to be much longer, but here in Corinthians 3:11, he says that, turn there with me this morning. Sometimes it's good just to turn there and just see the word for yourself. First Corinthians 3:11. So he says here in Corinthians 3:11, he says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. See, when you're building on that other foundation, it's not on Christ. You're building on a foundation, you see, that's sinking. That's on its way to destruction. Yeah. See, just like he said there to those in the verse before, he dealt with the false prophets in that verse 15-23. Uh-huh. And he dealt with here in this 24-27 about false hearers. People that hear the word and refuse to do it. Yeah. See, all the blessings we have is in Christ. Amen. As I sum this thing up, if you look in Ephesians, we won't go there, but if you look in Ephesians, he tells you that all the blessings are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He tells you in Colossians, if you have been raised with him, then set your affection on those things that are above and not on the earth. See, he's telling you about building on the foundation. We'll get to those things and we begin to think that, oh, man, if I come so heavenly minded, I'm no earthly good. Oh, you heard that one. And basically, people tell you that all the time. But see, if you become heavenly minded, guess what? You can become all the good. See, people say, well, I don't want to tell people all the time about Jesus. Well, I think that's what the Word of God told you to do. See, we're somebody to strike up a conversation, and we're adjourning the conversation, never say anything about Jesus. See, but I want you to know this morning that every opportunity that's given is a given to talk about him. Every breath that you have, See, I tell you, you're just one praise away. You're just one hallelujah. Amen. You're just one hallelujah from seeing what God really wants to do in your life. So we say to you this morning, James 1:22 told you not to be just hearers, but doers of the word. See, I haven't said anything to you this morning that the word of God hasn't already said. Amen. I haven't told you anything that, it's the only thing I'm saying to you, what you hear and do. Don't think just by knowing it is all right. Don't think about just saying that God, I memorize all the good things. That won't do. It will not do. You're deceiving yourself. See, when you think that man should give you accolades about what you do, then who are you doing it for? You're not building on the right foundation. See, the foundation you need to build on, no matter what they say about you, no matter how they treat you, no matter what's done to you. If the Lord says stay, stay. See, I told you about Paul and how they wanted to do Paul, but Paul stood. He should have quit, but he didn't. They stoned him and left him for dead. Have anybody attempted to stone you and leave you for dead? See, we can take the easy way out, or we can stand for who we say we believe in. And standing for who we say we believe in is doing this in the bad times, in the good times, in the time we don't understand, in sorrow, in happiness, we stand. And having done all to stand, we stand. Amen. And I'm going to leave you with this last verse, and I'm going to take my seat. Amen. It come out of Isaiah 43:2. I want you to know this. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk it through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither will the flames kindle up on you. For I'm the Lord your God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."